Mr. Lank, I was kind of rattling those papers around when you read that about Delta. Did I hear you to say that the existing dwelling was going to be raised?
No. The existing residential entrance.
The residential.
Will have to be removed, topsoiled, seeded, mulched, and regraded to assure positive drainage.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. All right, then. Is there anyone here representing this application? All right, then. Right up. Give us your name and floor.
Hello. My name is Dawn Thurial. I reside at 34538 Atlantic Avenue, Clarksville, Delaware.
I am Mark Thurial, her husband, same residence, and same place we propose this business.
All right, sir, we thank you. You've heard what our chairman read into the, our director read into the record on your behalf. So you have anything you would like to add?
At this point, we're trying to open up a business where we've looked around in a lot of places in the area, and there's nothing that really gives people an opportunity to protect their boats and RVs. There's places where they park them in the middle of the field and just pretty much desert them. No fences, no lighting, no live-on security on premises. Or there's fenced in areas that are just deserted. Just there's no one around. We're trying to open up something first class, something that we can keep out of sight from the main road, but keep in the visual from our house. Basically, we want to plant trees and shrubs to block the view from Route 26 so it doesn't become an ungodly site or considered an ungodly site, because we are in a resort area. We're approximately 5 miles from the beach. I believe we're far enough back where we can keep the traffic, our traffic, so it won't affect the beach traffic. They can pull in and pull out without heading onto Route 1 in that area. At this point, I know most of my neighbors. I have no complaints. I have a neighbor next door. He's 10 acres, and we got 11 acres vacant on the other side of us. That was BB Hospitals that they pulled out. So I have no objections from neighbors at this point that I know of. Basically, we want to open up something first-class business that will live on premises. The hours we try to keep in the summertime because, it's, of course, they're coming to the beach. We like to go 7 days a week. 7 to 7, or slightly short. Actually, we like to cut it back. Wintertime, I'd like to close altogether, you know, but I think we can cut our hours in the wintertime. I think the summertime, it's pretty important that we keep it open as much as possible. I don't think there's going to be all that much traffic of people coming. It's going to be more of, you know, we'll have a phone number they can call and we'll open up. It'll be no unsupervised entrance to the storage area, because we're trying to make a secure place, and some of these RVs are quite expensive along with the boats, and we wanted no unsupervised entrance, no one hanging around, no one working on their vehicles, and we're pretty much trying to make a first-class operation, which I have not really seen in this area yet. I think I've covered everything I have to say. If you have any questions, I'm ready for you.
All right, then. Well, we'll find out.
Well, I would like to say something also. I think last year there was an ordinance in our area, in the town, and some communities where boats and recreational vehicles are not allowed to be stored on the property. So I think this would be a nice opportunity for visitors or homeowners for the season to have a place to store their boats.
Okay. Mr. Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. If I could ask you a question about you mentioned you'd like to have this at the rear of the property, so it's sort of screened from view. We typically, what I've seen of boat and RV storage places that the commission and council have approved, generally have a 7-foot-high fence around them. Do you have plans to make that fencing, which you noted on your site plan, have any like privacy lattice in it?
Well, that I haven't really thought too much. What I was hoping to is plant Leland cypress down the sides to block view from the road. And also, my house is laid out where the front property, on the sides of my house, I can lay out trees where basically you're not going to be able to see my backyard. But but I want to be able to keep it visible from the house for security reasons, because obviously there'd be a lot of money behind that fence. Mm-hmm. And in no way I want to create an eyesore. I want to keep the property value up for me and my neighbors. Mm-hmm. And if some kind of screening is suggested alongside of the fence, I have, you know, no problem with that. But I would like to keep a visual so I can see directly from my house. But I can still block with the planting of trees. Of course, it takes a couple of years to get trees going. I can stop most of the view from the road, from any passersby between Mr. Quillen, my neighbor. I can go along his property along and alongside my house, or my two houses, excuse me. Between the houses and a few trees, I can pretty much block that backyard.
Would you consider consulting with, like, the Department of Agriculture in case if they had a suggestion that would be a more appropriate tree buffer as opposed to Leland cypress?
Leland's tend to die of disease in X amount of years. Is there something that they...
I wasn't going to speak for them. I just wanted to ask if you would
consider... I'd have no problem with that, because if they... I know Leland's, you end up having to, after so many years, you end up spraying them, disease gets them. I like to plant them once and once only and maintain them.
Right. along what you said about the not wanting to create an eyesore, and obviously you will live on the site... for the benefit of the record, because I'm sure all the commissioners have seen the site, but would you just describe, if you were standing in your driveway now and you look to the east and you look to the west, what you would see as far as businesses up and down the highway in the vicinity of your...
Well, my neighbor to the west of me, Mr. Quillen, he's had a lawnmower business there for, I think, 30 years. If I look further to the west, I have Parts Plus Auto Parts store and garage. And then after that, we have the St. George's Church?
St. George's Church.
And that pretty much does it for the business in that direction. If I look towards the east, directly, my next door property was the property that Beebe Hospital acquired, and they were going to build there, and I think they've changed their mind. They've had it zoned, but then they were turned down on building, so now they're going to Route 17. Supposedly and selling that. So there's 11 acres of heavy woods next to me. There's Mr. Hudson's house, which he's passed away. Then there's my mom's store, which is Summer House. She has an antique store. Right across the street from her is Hudson's General Store. He owns the corner. I think it's Irons Lane. And next to mom's house on the same side of my street is Axe, the church store.
Thank you.
That thrift shop?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, thanks.
Busy place.
Yep.
They do a wonderful business there.
Your statement, I guess, was that you would not allow the owners of the boats or RVs to do any service or mechanicing on their vehicles.
Absolutely not. Site. You end up with engine oil, and it just goes in the wrong direction. I don't want none of that.
You indicated that you would strictly supervise who could and couldn't access the site insofar as the flow.
No one would access that area without one of us, because we're trying to offer some security for these high dollar vehicles and boats. Yeah.
How do you feel about sales of vehicles or boats from the site?
That's not really something I'm looking into or looking towards. It's out of my league, to be honest with you.
Yeah, your application says storage facility.
Correct.
Yeah. All right. And would you be requesting permission from commission and council to put a sign advertising your business?
Yes. I'd have to do something. I'm not really interested in something that big. I don't think with the amount of traffic that goes on Route 26, enough people look over their shoulder at my house now that I don't think it would have to be some big neon sign. And be honest with you, with all the property that the highway department's taking, they're taking my whole front yard. There's nothing left. They're taking like 10 feet from the front of my house. So there's not really going to be much room for a large sign out in front of the house.
Would you like that sign to be lighted? Spot beams.
Feel about
or
that?
Something.
Sure. Whatever she says.
I'm not going to argue with it. Takes away from the residential character of the house.
He doesn't have to put the lights on.
Have to put lights on, but it can allow it, and he can decide.
Mm-hmm. Understood.
I don't really feel it would be that much of a benefit. I think you get more out of the internet these days, and then a lot of people are putting up billboards, and I think the billboards aren't even getting it these days. I think the internet does more than
that. Can I ask what size, what do you think the largest sign would be that you would like to see?
Mom has a, in front of her house, a summer house, she has a, I think it's 4x8, but it has trim around it, so that's what she has.
Sign size is the size of the sign, and how it's trimmed is not a problem.
Thank you. And I guess one last question. Well, you've indicated right now that, you know, your immediate neighbors certainly have plenty of room, 10 acres, 11 acres. I'd probably still like to see that if there were any lighted, you know, any of your security lighting that you have it down, tasked down so it didn't go on the neighboring properties, because we don't know what they may do in the future.
Right now, Mr. Quillen next door, he has several lights. He's trying to light up his whole area because he's had some incidences where people are coming up in his yard, and he's 60-something years old. And his son is going to be moving in. The department's taking their house, so they're going to be moving their house further on back. And they have their whole backyard lit up. I've discussed it with them, and they're like, the more lights, the better.
Doesn't he have a sign that says, if the light's off, don't come here?
No, I don't know about that. I don't know about that one. But don't go there after hours, because he will get upset with you.
Yeah, that's it for me.
All right, Chairman. Mr. Ross?
There'll be no occupancy of the RVs that are
absolutely not.
You know, drop them off and spend one extra night in town.
Absolutely. My wife works at a campground. We'll send them right down her way.
And the piece of paper I handed you is the phone number, 800 number for the Delaware Department of Agriculture.
Okay.
If you ask for the Department of Forestry, the forester will give you some recommendations for trees that are suitable for the area.
Great.
No other questions, Mr. Chairman?
Richard, thank you. Mr. Johnson.
I have no question, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Burton.
Do you have any idea how many can fit on this site?
Looks like your survey said proposed 200 unit boat and RV storage. I just have to see.
Yeah, you could. I'm sure you could fit 200 in a heartbeat. I'd be lucky if I could. I'd be lucky to get 100 in there. You know, if I wish I could put 200 in there. I wish I could get that many customers, to be honest with you. But at this point, the way the economy is, I don't know where, you know, which direction this is really going to go. I go around, what I've done is I've gone around and counted between here or between my house and Bethany Beach. And at any given time, there's a couple mini storages now that are just parking RVs along the gates along the road with open gates. They're eyesores, to be honest with you, and I'm not sure if they're even zoned, these mini storages, to be storing these RVs. And what I've come up with in that area is approximately 100 units at this point, off and on between the summer and the winter time.
Would you fence the whole area at once?
No, absolutely not. I don't think I would fence that. I don't think we could afford to fence that whole area. Basically, I want to leave it at least like a 25-foot buffer down each side. And I was thinking of going about 200 feet deep and just take it and see how it goes from there.
What would be, what are they going to be parking on? Is it just going to leave it dirt?
It's going to be left grass. Luckily, I got a high sandy hill, and all my neighbors have low ground, and I'm pretty lucky.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. No further questions.
Richard? Mr. Lank, any questions?
I was just clarifying. No, I have no questions.
Okay. Council?
No questions, but I'm just looking at this just with your surveyor. It says that your elevations are like at 100 and 102 feet. I'm not aware that anything's in Sussex County.
Is that feet or inches?
Well, maybe it's inches.
In some cases like that, they assumed the elevation because they found no appropriate benchmark they could use to get the actual.
Yeah.
They had to assume.
Feet above sea level at that point?
No way.
Hillside RV storage.
Yeah, right.
At this point, Sussex is 75 or 90 or something.
Right. That's prepared a site plan like that. He's actually done a topography, but he's actually established it by assumed elevation.
Yeah. Anyway, that's all I have.
You can still see how it changes, but it's just not.
Well, actually, he was a short surveyor and optical illusion. It looked really fun.
If it was that high, I'd try to open a burrow pit, to be honest with you, because there'd be some dirt for sale.
That's all I
need. I missed something. You stated that you don't anticipate more than how many RVs or boats?
Well, I'd like to say anticipate 200, but at this point, from what I've counted between my house and Bethany Beach, is about 100 units. Maybe we can bring in more to the area if people had a first-class place to storm. But at this point, it's pretty hodgepodge what's offered for these high-dollar boats and RVs in our area.
So if we put in a record that you don't anticipate more than 100 spaces for RVs and boat storage, would be adequate.
Am I better off saying I'm a want 200 in case I, you know?
I'm just saying it'll be in the minutes that way. I can put 200.
Okay.
They can make a condition,
there's not a lot of property there. Behind me, there's I'm not sure how many acres. There's a land grant behind me, the state land grant. And I guess that will never be built on. So that's pretty much wild behind me. I have a ditch that runs along Mr. Quillen's, and most of it is like in the 100-foot buffer zone, so that can never be built on. It's in the flood zone. So I'm hoping it doesn't really step on anybody's toes or makes any real eyesores. So I want to make a first-class operation and keep it that way. And I like to keep my value up, and I don't really want to sell to developers. I've had the chance, and I just want to make it there and stay there. I like it. Nice town.
All right, sir. We thank you. If you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anyone here with interest in your application.
Yeah, thank you.
Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 1828, Mark and Dawn Perio? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 1828? Anyone on the commission have any questions?
I have a question. It's not really directed to the applicants, just to
throw it out.
Does anyone know? In regards to the fencing, is there any request by either the fire marshal or the fire departments to have some sections of like knockdown fencing or Knox boxes if they need to access the site?
We haven't in the past.
Okay. No, I don't.
There was a... we've had a couple occasions where the applicants would provide either a lot of them use key passes or credit card type pass boxes where they can get in, the owners can get into their units and on the site, and the fire company would be provided with the same.
Mm-hmm.
But it hasn't been required.
No, I wasn't thinking of it as a requirement, but I just did not know if there was a request to perhaps have a knockdown section. You'll need to.
I want to try to do is space these vehicles out. I don't want to put them right, jam them right close together. For one, when people are backing in and out, they're going to be hitting each other. They see a lot of places they're 3-4 feet apart. I got enough property back there. I want to spread them out. If there's a problem with one, a fire and one, I don't want to go in 1, 2, 3, 4 down the road. So basically, I haven't laid it out or figured out the best way. But to me, every unit should have at least a 20-foot wide space for each unit, and then you put two, you know, every unit has 20-foot space. It's going to give them a good space in between them. And that way, I can mow it, maintain it, and I can keep a better visual on what's going on there.
Thank you. Okay, any other questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Okay, gentlemen, that completes our public hearings. Referring back to our first public hearing was conditional use.